On our last day before we take a little bit of a break, it is a pleasure to have into our studios here the State Member for Terrigal, also the Government Whip, Mr. Adam Crouch.
Good morning. Morning, gents. How are we?
Not too bad, mate.
Good to be back in the station with you. It's awesome.
Oh, mate. Yeah, it's so good. Mate, it's a bit... I've got to ask. We were all talking about it. It's a bit concerning, the numbers. 1,700 yesterday COVID cases. Mate, and everyone was discussing it yesterday.
Yep.
Will some of the implementation of the changes that government introduced throughout the course of the year through COVID, will it come back?
Look, obviously we're planning not to. And look, the Premier and obviously the Health Minister have made it very clear we want to stick to the plan as close as we can. Look, the best thing people can do right now is, you know, if you've had your message like I have, go and get your booster. Look, you know, ring your chemist, you know, talk to your doctor, get the booster up. You know, we've got fantastic rates of vaccination here on the coast, more than 95% double vaxxed, and that's brilliant. That's what keeps everyone safe, keeps life going as normal. The last thing we want to do is start locking down again because it's horrible.
Mate, can't do it. And you can only play the hand you got in front of you. So basically, whilst there are no restrictions, play on, do your thing and stay as safe as you can.
Yeah, and look, you know, Brad Hazard, being the diplomat that he is, has basically said, look, you know, the only people at risk are those that aren't vaccinated. So here's a good motivation to get vaccinated. Look, and he's right. You know, go out there, get vaxxed. And if you haven't, do it. And if you get your notice to get your booster shot, go and get your booster shot.
And don't be silly. I went to the shops yesterday. I still chucked a mask on, even though you didn't need to, because I figure when I'm in Woolies, you know, people you don't know. It's full of people.
Yeah, use a bit of common sense. There's lots of people there. A, do you have to be there? B, put a mask on. And, mate, it keeps you safe. And, you know, that way you're not going to give it to anybody else if you get it. And if you've been vaccinated, you know, the symptoms are a lot less serious.
Earlier on this morning, we spoke about Riches and Wrench, your Minor Beach. They're now expanded into Point Clear.
Point Clear.
And Rob asked a question.
Yep.
The train station.
Yep. Do they have a lift
at Point Clear?
Because, I mean, Narara has
it. Here's what we prepared earlier. Exactly. Yeah. You guys are amazing. So we are currently in the process of building a lift at Point Clear. So,
you guys are
on the money.
We just put the idea out there and within, an hour and a half?
Yeah. I feel like Oprah Winfrey. You know, you get a lift and you get a lift and you get a lift. So we're building the transport accessibility programs being rolled out at Point Clear. So if you drive past, you'll see the bunting up and there is a lift being put in at Point Clear, and look, they're great, as Patty has seen firsthand.
Well, that's right. Yeah, but you'll be needing someone to open said lift, won't you?
I think we might, Rob. And look, you only get one ribbon experience in your life, so mate, you need someone with experience. You've used yours.
You need someone with experience.
Was he push me out of the way? Like, it's all about me. I've lost the robe, so I'll grab a bath towel. You know, didn't care.
Lucky it was only one story, Crouch. He'd have had you straight down the lift shaft.
Oh, absolutely. Where did he go? Where did he go?
Is it true that the Narara lift never got so much publicity?
It is probably the most world-covered, world-publicised global announcement for a lift opening in the universe.
Our boss, Speedy, said after I did open it, he said, is that the last that we hear of the lift now?
I doubt it.
No. But, listen, throughout the course of the year, you've been an absolute tremendous supporter of what we do.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
So we just wanted to give you something on behalf of Rob and I.
Thank you.
It's something very small. Do you have to declare that?
It depends. It depends how much it's worth. But I suspect it could be the scissors and the leftover ribbon from the rug.
No.
Oh, thanks, guys. It's very nice.
So thank you so much, mate. And we really appreciate everything.
Look, I heard a lot of the calls in this morning, and what people are saying is 100% correct. You guys have been absolutely fantastic. You know, it's great to be able to tune in the morning, bit of levity, but also during lockdown, it was tough. And you guys were putting out the information, putting out the facts to people, helping them. And a kind word, as was said earlier, goes a long way. And it's great to be able to tune in and have a laugh, especially when things are tough. And you guys are great. You know, you're happy to engage with the community, help them out, and give them so much support. And that's what we all do. And we live in the best region, in the best state, in the best country in the world.
Damn straight.
Yep. And look, thank you for everything you guys are doing. And we look forward to doing it all over again in 2022. It'll be a lot of fun. And we still have to go to Nora Head for the haunted.
So
Xander, there is your challenge for New Year, mate. We've got to get these guys into the haunted light in the keeper's house at Nora Head.
All in one bed.
Yep.
Paddy's worried because he's scared. He's scared. You wake up with him right up next to you. He'll spoon you all night.
Ghosts have nothing on that. The other thing is, look seriously, guys, have a wonderful Christmas to all of your listeners. Have a great time. You know, enjoy each other's company. Have a wonderful. Because enjoy the Christmas movies, you know. Roll on the Christmas movie-a-thon. All right. Take care, fellas.
Thanks, Crouchy.
Thanks, Crouchy.